If you enjoy genres like slowcore, post-hardcore, noise rock, math rock, shoegaze, or anything like that, tune into Past Tense 9 p.m. Wednesdays on CFRC. It also airs 9 p.m. Mondays on luradio.ca and 9 p.m. Thursdays on cjlo.com.
Weather getting you down? Warm up this season with amazing hot food to go at Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen foods to prepare at home and enjoy a huge selection of meats, cheeses, produce, coffee, beverages, and condiments. Pop into the shop Monday through Saturday between 8 and 5 at 204 Berry Street in downtown Kingston. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at OldFarmFF to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
How's it going tonight, everybody? Welcome to this week's episode of The Maple Forge on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is your host, Josh, coming at you again. We got a Rune Mountain Festival episode coming up for you. We're going to talk a bit about Rune Mountain Festival and what's going on there, who's announced so far, where it's taking place, and when it's taking place. So buckle in and let's get going. So Rune Mountain Fest, it's going to be its second year. First year went swimmingly well from what I heard. So second year, originally was going to be at the same location in Stony Creek, but it's had such great, you know, acceptance among everybody in the scene that it has had to be moved to Dunnville. And so the new location is up and you can check that out. It's June 26th to the 28th, Rune Mountain Fest. They've got, so far, these are the bands that are announced. We're going to hear a track from each of the bands coming up here shortly. But we got Dope Throne, Sons of Arrakis, Indian Handcrafts, Acid Mammoth, Ecstatic Vision, The Death Wheelers, and Sons of Otis announced so far. So just with those handful of bands, it's already shaping up to be a killer weekend of metal, doom, psych, and just great times. So we're going to kick it off with some tunes. First, we're going to hear Dope Throne with Killdozer. Then we're going to kick it in to Sons of Arrakis with a live version of Temple of the Desert. And then we're going to hear Indian Handcrafts with Crisis Breeder. And then I'll come back, we'll talk a bit more, and then we'll get into some more tracks from the bands that are playing. So let's get into it here on the Maple Forge on CFRC 101.9 FM. We're back after hearing from the three headliners from Rune Mountain Fest this year. We had Dope Throne first with Killdozer, Sons of Arrakis with a live version of Temple of the Desert, and then we finish it off with Crisis Breeders by Indian Handcrafts. So like I said, those are the three headliners from Rune Mountain. It's going to be a banger of a festival. Next, we're going to hear four more bands that have been announced. And two of them are actually international bands. One of them's from Greece. That's Acid Mammoth. And then Ecstatic Vision is from Philly. So it's not just a Canadian festival. There are a few international mixings in there. So you'll get a nice arrangement of sounds from an arrangement of countries. So we're going to kick it in to some Acid Moth first with One With The Void. Then we're going to hear Ecstatic Vision with March of the Troglodytes. I love the word troglodyte, so I had to choose this song. It reminds me of a game I used to play on Nintendo called Trog. If anybody knows, you're a real one. But that's why we're listening to March of the Troglodytes by Ecstatic Vision. And then we're going to finish it off with the Death Wheelers, with Ditch Finder General, and then Sons of Otis with Cold City Blues. So let's get into it. It's going to be a great little section of music. We got two Canadian bands, two international bands, and we're going to come back and talk again and then have a few more tunes to finish out the show. So let's get into it. First, we got Acid Moth, then Ecstatic Vision, then the Death Wheelers, and then Sons of Otis on the Maple Forge on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
Alrighty, we're back. That was Acid Moth to kick it off with One with the Void, and then a Static Vision with March of the Troglodytes, then the Death Wheelers with Ditch Finder General, and finish it off with the little Sons of Otis Canadian Doom OGs with Cold City Blues. So yeah, that is the assortment of bands that have been announced so far for Rune Mountain Fest. That's happening in Dunnville, June 26th to the 28th this year. Tickets are on sale. If you just Google Rune Mountain Fest, it'll take you there. Follow Rune Mountain Fest on Instagram. You'll get lots of updates. And also follow Black Throne. That's one of the main people putting it on. So shout out to Ryan for all the work that you're doing with this. And, you know, I hope to see you all there. It's going to be a hell of a time. I cannot wait for this summer. So, yeah, so far we got Dope Throne, Sons of Arrakis, Indian Handcrafts, Acid Mammoth, Ecstatic Vision, the Death Wheelers, and Sons of Otis. So get ready for a banger. So that's Rune Mountain in a quick little summary for you. Next, we're going to move on to one of my favorite bands, Aux. Not only are they great musicians, but they're great human beings. I've had the pleasure to hang out with them a few times, and every time, they're just so great. Such amazing people. So shout out to all of them. They just released the last single that they're going to release off of the new album they're dropping soon. So we're going to listen to all three of the singles they've released. So first we're going to hear Celestial Magic, and then we're going to go into Death Trip. And then we're going to finish it off with the newest single called Lost Dwellers. And this is by Aux. Give them a follow on Instagram. Show them some love. They're out of Barrie. They're a bunch of gems. I love them. So let's get into it. Thanks for listening this week to the Maple Forge on CFRC 101.9 FM. You guys have a lovely week. We'll do it again in 6 days and 23 hours. See you soon.
Message on demon possession. There are millions of strange personalities loose in this universe. They are not new. They are as old. In fact, they are older than man is. They are the same demons who have quite spent the same marriage as 3,000 years ago. The same demons that the Apostle Paul, the Apostle Peter, the other apostles that the early Christians had to deal with in their time. Ever since Lucifer, we have the devil.
deny me the right to enter Valhalla?
Thank you.
buried him in the maze near the pond where he spent the few moments of contentment of his entire life.
Did you recognize that sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea-treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
But rescuing and rehoming feral cats isn't easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to six feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
Any help you can offer Kendra's Community Kitties will be tremendously appreciated, not only by Kendra, but by the lucky feral felines she rescues.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day you'll get to hear
Panda say I love you.